Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Ufonisa ba'boike v'yolachta l'yolecha. You should first turn and go home in the morning. Mashma, you brought your carbon yesterday, because at night you can't bring carbonus. So we're talking about you brought the carbon yesterday. And still the Pasuk says, when do you go home? Tomorrow morning. Mashma, that night you have to sleep over in Yerushalayim. Tzrashi Ufonisa ba'boike shulchala moyit. For sure you can't go home on Yom Tov. It's also Issa Tchumim. Supposedly saying a daytime go home when? The next day. Cholamoy. Mashma is a mitzvah to sleep overnight. Yeah. Tanan we learned. What's going to be if Shavuos comes out to be on Friday? Be'shama Yomrim Yom Tovuach Achra Shabbos. The Shami says you don't bring the carbon elos riya for sure not on the first day Yom Tov, and you can't bring it on Shabbos. So therefore, the day to bring the carbon is first on Sunday. Yom Rishon is the Yom Tovuach. Who beitiloimrim ein lo Yom Tovuach. No, there's no Yom Tovuach. There's no day to bring the carbonus. So Fetik Mara, my love doesn't mean to say ein lo Yom Tovuach klal that there's no Yom Tovuach at all. Rashi says ein lo Yom Tovuach klal. That means im lo yekrivam biyomtiv ad oid ein lem tashlumin. Like b'filo means ein lo tvuach means there's no yom tvuach. In other words, he doesn't mean that there's no korbanos at all. That's pshita. B'filo shittur is you're allowed to bring shalmich hagiga and olas riyah on yomtiv. So now that the mitzvah is to bring it on Friday, but the chur it means to say of ein lo yom tvuach means that if you did not bring it on Friday, you should know there's no mo tashlumin. You cannot make up for it on Sunday. So Chutz Mashma Beisil holds there's no makeup for Shavuos, not like we just said before. So Mar says Loi, that's not what Beisil means to say. Loi, what Beisil means to say is She'eino Tzricha Yom Tevuach. Just means to tell us you do not need a Yom Tevuach. O Maika Mashvlon, what does it mean to teach us? Demakrevinon B'yomei, that you're allowed to bring the Korbanos on its day. Shavuos came out on Friday, very good. Friday in the morning, bring your Shalmei Chagigam, bring your Elas Riya, bring both Kabbanas on Yom Tov. It's mutz to bring on Kabbanas on Yom Tov. Therefore, when it comes Sunday, there's no need to bring more Kabbanas. Freddy Gemara, if that's what Beisila meant to say, because we had this Machlokes already one time. That's not we learned in the Mishnah. Beishama Yermre Mevim Shlomim V'yein Soimchen Aleihem. You're not allowed to bring a carbon oila, even an oila sriya cannot be brought on Yom Tov. That's Beishamai Shita. So according to Beishamai, when is the Yom Tovuach? When do you bring a carbon oila sriya? On Sunday in such a year, when Shavuos comes out on Friday. But the Mishnah says clearly, so you're allowed to make a smicha on the shlomim, and you can bring the oila sriya on Yom Tov. So it says already in the Mishnah that Beis Hillel says you can bring the Karbonis on Yom Tov. So what does Beis Hillel have to say at the end of the Mishnah? Ein lo Yom Tovuach. Like if he just means to say you don't need a Yom Tovuach, no, so he's just repeating himself twice then. He said it already at the beginning of the Mishnah that you're allowed to bring your Karbonis on Yom Tov. So why does he have to say again that when Shavuos comes out on Friday, you should know you don't have to bring Karbonis on Sunday? So what do you mean to say? Because you're allowed to bring them on Friday. You already said that already once. Like Vishlam, the way we want to say now, that Basil is telling us another Kiddush, that true, you're supposed to bring it on Friday. But let's say somebody did not bring it on Friday, Basil is telling us a Kiddush, you can't do it anymore. Then it'll be good, that's a Kiddush. That there's no Tashlumim. But you want to tell me no. Even Basil agrees there is a Tashlumim. If you didn't bring it, you couldn't make up. So what is Basil saying? Ein lo tvuach just means you don't need it. Because you're supposed to bring it on Friday, that Chish said already once in the Mishnah. So what do you have to repeat himself twice for? So Mara says, no, Tzricha, yes, I need two times the Chiddush. Tzricha, I need it two times. The Yashmin and Behov, it would only say it over here, Bokar mi Beishamai, Mishum di Yevshel Amochor, Avohocho, Eim Amoidul Le Beisilu. When did Beishamai say the case, don't bring the carbon on Yom Tov, but bring it tomorrow? That's when Yom Tov comes out in the middle of the week. On Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So if you don't bring it on Yom Tov, you can bring it the next day. So then Beis Shammai says, wait one day to bring it tomorrow. But when Shavuos comes out on Friday, if you don't bring it on Friday, you can't bring it tomorrow, tomorrow Shabbos. Maybe Beis Shammai agrees to Beis Hillel that you are allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. That's where it repeats itself a second machlekes. No, Beisham may still owe even on Friday. You cannot bring the korban, even though it means you're going to first bring it on Sunday. V'yashminim ho. If we would only hear this last chiddush, would say ho karmi beisilul. Maybe only when Shavuos comes out on Friday. Here beisilul agrees, says you're allowed to bring the korban on Yom Tov itself on Friday. Mishum d'layashlam ocher. Because you won't be able to push it off till tomorrow. Tomorrow is Shabbos. For sure, tomorrow you won't be able to bring the korbanos. Ah, will be here. But when Shavuos comes down the middle of the week, on a Monday or Tuesday, maybe they still would agree to Beis Shammai. Just to push the korban off one day, it's kedai not to be mechal Yom Tov. That maybe on Yom Tov you should not bring the korban off olashriya, since you could bring it tomorrow, tzricha. That's why I need two times the machlekes b'stil l'meshamai. Teach us no. Both of them hold the sheet is both place. Whether tomorrow is Shabbos or tomorrow is Chol, according to Meshamai, you can't bring it on Yom Tov. You have to bring it tomorrow or else after Shabbos. And according to b'stil l'meshamai, in both cases, you're allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. Not only when tomorrow is Shabbos, that otherwise it would have been pushed off 2 days, but even when tomorrow is Chol, still you're allowed to bring it today on Yom Tov. That's Beisilul Shita. That's why it says two times. The Rashi says, "Avu biho piatzerish shachalias bera Shabbos." Ema moedul Beisilul. The ikru will be yomtiv. Tomocha Shabbosu v'lekorvi omitayich shatam esiayish men atabol lefshaya shlatagriva moed. And it's a svara. Once you can't bring it today, you can't bring it tomorrow. People start giving up hope. They forget about bringing the korban altogether. So maybe it's a svara. You should bring it on yomtiv. Kamashko no, still you don't bring it. That's Meshame Shita, still you don't bring it.
Right.
Toshima, Mishloi Chag Shivas Yimei Pesach, whoever did not bring us Karbonos during the 7 days of Pesach, or else Ushmoinia Shimei Chag, he didn't bring us Karbonos. It's the Korban Chagigo, or the Korban or Oilas Ria. He didn't bring us throughout the 8 days of Sukkis, for Yomtif Horishan Shilatzeris. Or else you did not bring it the first day of Shavuos. If you did not bring the korbanos then, so the Gra says, take out the word Harishin. Stam the Yomtiv Shel Atzeres. Whoever did not bring it on the, it means the same thing. If you did not bring it on the Yomtiv of Atzeres, as mashma only one day, Shuvay Nachaygeg. You can't bring the korban anymore. So the Chura, my love Yomtiv Shel Atzeres, doesn't it mean the Yomtiv of Atzeres? So mashma not like the price before, that Atzeres only has one day to make up. If you don't bring the korbanos on the first day of Shavuos, you can't bring it anymore. Not like we learned before that there's 7 day tashlumim after Shavuos. So Mora says loy, it means yom tevuach. It means v'yom tev shalatzeres means the yom tevuach, which means the next 7 days. Whoever did not bring it throughout the next 7 days can't bring it anymore.
Yeah.
But the Gemara Yehochi, if so, nifshet mino techad yom tevuach, that lechura, the Havamina first says means the yom tev shatzeres means the yom tevuach. That one day you did not bring it the day. So mashmir is only one day tashlumin. True, if you don't bring it on yom tev, you can bring it the next day. There's a make up day, but lechura is only mashmir one day to make up, and not 7 days. Smor says no, ema yemei tevuach. Could be true, like we learned before, there are 7 days to make up for the Karbonos of Shavuos. And it means Yimei Tevuach, the days that you can make up the Karbonos even after Shavuos, which is another 7 days. So 7 days you have to bring the Karbonos of Shavuos, your Kshal Mechagigo, or Olas Ria. Toshima, back to the same Shal again. Is there really a Tashlumah for Shavuos or not? Titoni Rabba Bashmuel. Omra Torah, Torah says, Mona Yomim, count days the Kiddush Chodesh and be Mekadosh the Chodesh. Trashi Mona Yomim means Shleishim Yomim. Count 30 days the Kiddush Chodesh L'Musafim and then make a Rosh Chodesh. That's Nageya. You have to bring Korban. You have to bring Korban Musaf. Bring the Korbanos.
Yeah.
Mona Yomim the Kiddush Atzeres. Same thing. Count days. Trashi Mona Yomim means Chamishim Yomim. Counts 50 days after the second day, from the second day of Pesach, the Kiddush Atzeres, for Korban Isov, then it comes Shavuos, and you bring the Korbanos on Shavuos. Now, my Chodesh Lemnuyev, just like Chodesh means, Rashi, Ma Chodesh, Kedushasoi, Biyechad Lemnuyev, the Rosh Chodesh is one of the 30 days, is the Chura Af Atzeres Lemnuyev. Rashi Af Atzeres, Kedushasoi, Biyechad Lemnuyev. It's one of the days. Mashma, it's only one day of the Kedusha. That Atzeres only has one day. Just like Rosh Chodesh is only one day of the 30 days that you count. There also it says to count 50 days. So you're counting days, 50 of them. So what did Atzeres, the Shavuos, to bring the Karbonis, is also Mashma, it's only one day. So Mashma, there's no Tashlumim. My love, Gomar Michodesh, that Ma Chodesh Yom Echad, Af Atzeres Yom Echad, doesn't this Bryce mean to say that just like Rosh Chodesh is only one day, Huadin Shavuos is only one day in the Gate of Karbonis? I mean, that's what it's a one day Yom Tov, that's Trita. But the Rai Savad, the Shavuos is only one day. So what does this leave, what does the Bryce mean to teach us? That even for the Tashlumim, to make up for the Karbonis, there's only one day to make up, there's only one day to bring the Karbonis on Shavuos itself, and not afterwards. So who else do you see there's no Tashlumim for Shavuos? Rav says no. For Tizbra, is it true like he's saying, is that a svar, is that the reasoning? Oto Atzeres, Yoyme Minyonin, Shavuya Lay Minyonin? Do you want to tell me that the Indian of counting Svira, we only count the days and we don't count it by weeks? No, we count the weeks also. The Yomer Abaya said, Mitzvah Lemimne Yoymai. It's true, when you count Svira, the 50 days, there's a mitzvah to count the days. Tichsev Tisperu Chamishim Yoym. You have to count 50 days. But there's also, O Mitzvah Lemimne Shvuye. There's also a mitzvah to count the weeks. Like we do, we count the weeks and the days. Tichsev, the Pasuk says, Shiva Shavuos Tisper Lecho. You have to count 7 weeks. So now it's very good that you count it by weeks. So therefore, just like Rosh Chodesh is one day, because it's only counted by days, so Shavuos, that's counted by weeks, it also means 1 week. There's 1 week for the Tashlumim of the Karbonis. If you don't bring the Karbonis the first day of Shavuos, you can make up for it for the next 6 days. There's 7 days altogether. V'yoyd noch, also, Chag Shavuos Ksiv, it says, Chag Shavuos, it says. And the Vayyab Lozer Ben Yaakov, yeah, Chag Shavuos Ksiv, Pasha means, Chag Shavuos means the Chag of Weeks, so Mashma, the Din of Weeks, and Vayta, the Vayyab Lozer Ben Yaakov Tana, he learned like this, Omer Kroda Pasuk says, Ukrosem Uvekutzrachem, it says, call it, and then it says to make the Ksira, to cut off the Ksira. Shashi, the Vayyab Lozer Ben Yaakov Tana, Meyocha Nafkulon Tashnuvim Natzeres. He has a new pasuk. This is the pasuk how we know bechlal that there's a makeup for Shavuos. If he did not bring the Karbonis the first day, he had the next 6 days to bring it. The pasuk says, "Ukrosim Rashi b'yetzam ayeim azeh u'bechag haShavuos k'siv." It says, "Call today like Yom Tov." The somachle v'kutzvachem as k'siratzachem shata kareya mikra kodesh v'koytzer. Now we dash like this: v'kutzvachem is eize chag shata kareya v'koytzer boy. Which Yom Tov is it that you could read it? And you make a ktsira, have yom is the chag atzeres. That's called the chag atzeres. So Rashi, have yom the chag atzeres, the tony kroh, the atzeres ktsivi. These pukim are talking about atzeres. So now Amos, what are you talking about? Elaim be yom tif on yom tif itself. For the Gemara, ktsira be yom tif mishari? Are you allowed to cut down the wheat? Are you allowed to cut down the tfu on yom tif itself? El alav, it means la tashlumim. After yom tif, you're allowed to. So Rashi, el alav tashlumim means liyacha yom tif koi, after shavuos. V'kara oisa nikra kodesh linyan tashlumin u'matorim b'mlocha. It means that it has a Yom Tov even after the days of Shavuos. The next 6 days also have a kedusha nogeya to be making up for Karbonis. And still, those days you're allowed to do melacha. That's the lashon of ukrosim u'makutzuchem. That ukrosim means you call it a Yom Tov. It has the same Shavuos, but u'makutzuchem you're allowed to cut down the wheat. So when are you allowed to cut down the wheat? Not on Yom Tov. It has to mean you're allowed to cut down the wheat after Yom Tov. Just the after Yom Tov is also called the Krosen, called the Yom Tov. Why is it called the Yom Tov? For Tashlumim, that if you do not bring the Korban Chagigosh or Oilas Riyah, the first day of Shavuos, you're on Shavuos, you're allowed to make up for it afterwards. The Yafagav, the Yitm, even though we learned, the Reb Lez, Om Reb Oishiyah, even though we learned the first limud, it's what we have Lozer Ben Yaakov. We have to have both the limudim to teach us that there's a makeup of tashlumim for Shavuos. The midrab lez omra voishir the first din have a mina matash lumu shachaga matzois osta vastias mlocha. If it's only a hekish that says chaga matzois chaga shvuas, that just like Pesach is 7 days, who are din shvuas also has kabonis for 7 days. So I would have thought ma chaga matzois osta vastias mlocha, that you can't do mlocha during Chol HaMoed or the last day Pesach, you can't do mlocha. Maybe the 6 days after Shavuos, it's also worth it to do malachas. I call upon him like a Chol HaMoed, and then the seventh day, maybe like the Yom Tov, like Shavuos HaPesach. How do I know to say you're allowed to do malacha on these days after Shavuos, even though it's a makeup for the Kabbonis? K'mashmon Reb Lozer ben Yaakov. That's why I need the second limit of a cross and of a kutzachem. The boss is even of a cross and even a day that you give it a shame Yom Tov for your makeup of Kabbonis, but still, over Kutzvachem, you're allowed to do Malacha that day. You're allowed to cut down the Tvua. Now, let's just have the second limud. V'imad Reb Lozer ben Yaakov.